Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson, and I hope everybody is comfortable tonight because we've got a fantastic show for you. If you're a fan of steampunk, you're in for a special treat. If you've never heard of this genre, you're about to get a crash course. We've got two guests this evening. The first is a multimedia storyteller that focuses on asking big questions and shaping them into the human experience. He's a writer, director, producer, designer, engineer, and a student. He's also a minimalist that starts throwing the kitchen sink at a project, then deletes everything that doesn't advance the story. He's the co-author of the Null Paradox Trilogy, which USA Today says, if you love rock music and live theater, this is the best of both worlds. Null Paradox is an interactive rock opera that's appropriate for all ages. Think Evanescence meets the circus of all with a steampunk twist. Do I have your attention? Well, check out my second guest. His parents were very instrumental fostering his love of music. He started on piano at the age of 5 and on drums at the age of 8. He turned pro and he started his first band at the young age of 10. You heard me, 10. He attended music camps throughout junior and senior high school and attended Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. At Berklee, he was introduced to a whole world and a variety of culture through music. While touring with his own band in the early 1978, my guest got his break. Rufus and Chaka Khan came into the club where he was playing, and by the third set, the band Rufus was sitting in with him. Within a few weeks, he'd moved to Los Angeles to finish the 1978 Rufus World Tour. In late 1978, my guest was introduced to Quincy Jones, Q for short. Asked if he did sessions outside of Rufus, and of course my guest said, yeah. He was in the studio soon after that recording Off the Wall for none other than Michael Jackson. Ever since that record, his phone has been literally ringing off the wall. He has become the most recorded drummer in history, even surpassing the great Hal Blaine. So let's jump right in and welcome author Tom Libertini and world-renowned Grammy Award winner John J.R. Robinson. Welcome, guys.
Hi there. How's it going, Lisa?
Hey, Lisa. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you too as well, and it's a pleasure having you both on the show with me this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Tom, let's start with you. For those listeners out there that have never heard of Null Paradox, tell us how your literary journey got started and how Null Paradox came to be.
It really got started a couple ways. One was the primary way. I was trying to figure out, as I grew up, watching kind of old-school cartoons, how they had a certain meaning when I was really young. And then as I got older, I realized that, you know, Mont Blanc and some of the other fellows, they really had an interesting sense of humor and were trying to teach us about society and some of the big picture things. And so I was thinking, you know, how would I express this to my little nieces and nephews in the U.S., and primarily my nieces. And so, I just started writing and saying, you know, how can I make an entertaining and somewhat educational book? And that's really the genesis of how we started the trilogy was just philosophically, what would we get across to them, and how would we make it entertaining, just like the Bugs Bunny people, where you're laughing, and at the same time, in the back of your head, you're like, oh, this is actually an interesting story they're telling.
Absolutely. Now, Tom, before meeting you, I had never heard of the term interactive rock opera. So can you tell listeners how the story of Gertrude and Grace kind of came complete with its own soundtrack and a live show?
Sure. The soundtrack we designed from day one, Rachel Kuntz, the co-author, for the first book, and I, you know, we definitely wanted a song for every single chapter that expanded upon what we were talking about in each chapter of the book. And we also teamed up with Anna Cruz to visually bring that to life. And then as far as, the live interactive show, there's so many musicians involved with the entire Null Paradox group that we definitely wanted to take it to the live stage and make it interactive, so we're not just sitting there as an audience member and viewing something, in our case, the audience actually goes in, votes for what the ending of the show should be, and we change the entire ending depending on what the outcome of their vote is.
Wow. Now, in fact, you guys are in the studio right now, so can you kind of tell listeners a little bit about what you and JR are working on right now?
Sure. We're working on the second CD for Null Paradox, and it's the what happened is with book one, we originally cut 11 songs, and we said, you know, that's really not enough to tell the story of book one. And so I was fortunate enough to meet J.R. Robinson, and we just got together and said, you know, here's 9 more songs that we've been performing live. But we didn't really have a good, you know, here's the music. We're only able to promote half of it, really. So we said, you know, over the last few months, you know, let's get together and record this. And that's what we're doing here in Nashville right now.
Wow. And you're working on your latest novel, Victoria and Seth, and that's book 2 in the Null Paradox trilogy. Can you tell listeners a little bit more about this story and where the readers first meet these two characters?
Sure. So Victoria and Seth, Zeth you meet in book number 1. He's an integral part of the story of Gertrude and Grace. Grace is very interested in him on a lot of levels. Grace is very interested in him on a lot of levels. Gertrude is more reticent in the sense that, you know, does she like this guy? She's kind of has some question marks about Zeth. Victoria, you meet, but she's not named specifically in the book. She's a key character, and if I give away that little niche, it'll spoil part number 2. So, but the key thing is that Victoria and Zeth have been friends forever, just like Gertrude and Grace. And what happens in the case of Victoria is one day she just disappears, and Zeth has no idea where she went. And he is absolutely, he's a headstrong guy, but he's absolutely crushed by it.
Right. So this brings me to my first question for JR. JR, can you tell us a little bit more about that initial contact with Tom, and what intrigued you most about Null Paradox?
Well, you know, I met Tom several years ago, and I've been recording for him on a bunch of different projects. And then he called me up and wanted me to come in and produce this project. And I just was intrigued because, you know, this is not your normal everyday, you know, recording session that I may do in L.A. or New York. And I decided to get involved as a producer. Which is, you know, I was a producer a lot in the older days, and then I've been doing so much drumming in the studio and live that this is a beautiful marriage for us. And the music is extremely intriguing and so different than, you know, your average person is listening to right now. So I immediately got hooked.
I can agree with that one. Now, when you approach a new project, JR, how do you meld your own vision with that of the other artists that you're collaborating with?
Well, I listen to the initial blueprint that's been presented to me, assuming there is one. And in this case, Tom had, you know, he had these 9 songs that are coming from, you know, the second genre of this. And I looked and listened to them, you know, I do organizational thinking about what the outcome would be, not just presently, but in 12 to 24 months from now, and to make sure that it's at its best, and it's elevated to the actual meaning of the initial song.
Right. Now, I think we can all remember kind of when we got that first big break or that special moment in our lives that kind of changed our lives forever. JR, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, this is I've been asked this question a lot, and there's, you know, I was very, very blessed as a youngster coming out of Iowa with a great band system, good parental support, you know, everybody giving me support, not saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. But as that led through college in Boston at Berkeley, and then leaving college, I got a break in a club where I met Rufus and Chaka Khan when they came in just to socialize. And I by the third set, they were on the stage with me, and the rest of the band that I was with was, I don't know, they were at the bar probably. And we played all night, and then I went and hung with them the next day at their sound check, and they asked me to join the band that night. And two weeks later, I had moved from Boston to Los Angeles.
Wow. That's incredible. Talk about mucho talent and right place, right time. Before we get wrapped up hearing more from multimedia storyteller Tom Libertini and Grammy Award-winning drummer J.R. Robinson, I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open. You're welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can call us at area code 646-200-4071. And after the live show, I will be posting the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to learn more about Tom and JR as we're chatting with them, you can check out their websites at www.tomlibertini.com and www.nullparadox.com. And that's NullParadox.com and www.johnjrrobinson.com. So, JR, your discography is so extensive, it's probably easy for me to ask you who you haven't collaborated with at this point. In fact, when I was on your website, I created a YouTube playlist just from your Hits Volume 1 alone. I'm sure I just dated myself, but I have heard and love each of the songs that you've been a part of. You've worked with Lionel Richie, Mariah Carey, David Lee Roth, Daft Punk, Pharrell, Madonna, I mean, just to name a few. And your motion picture credits are just as extensive. So with so many credits to your name, can you name a few of the recording artists that you were most influenced by?
Well, you know, after, you know, I'd moved to Los Angeles and started kind of working in the big leagues, I met the great Quincy Jones. And I became his drummer from, probably early 79 on. And he produced our first record, Master Jam with Rufus and Chaka Khan. And then I went right into doing Off the Wall with Michael Jackson. So he was a huge influence. And that kind of led me, our band went over to Warner Brothers Records. And that led me down a whole path of, you know, David Lee Roth and, you know, Glenn Frey and Bob Seger, and then it got me to the great Steve Winwood, who was an incredible influence, and, with Eric Clapton, and just, you know, working with these people in different situations was extremely influential, and now, presently, you know, I've been with David Foster for a long, long, long time, who's a great writer and artist himself and producer, so all these people have kind of led, you know, down a path which, I've been honored to contribute to.
Now, JR, you also have two solo CDs, Funk Shui, Love the Name, and Platinum, your own label, Home Court Records, and another CD, Rivers of Paradise, with your band, TRW. You were also inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association Hall of Fame. Is there anything that you haven't done yet musically, but it's on your to-do list?
Well, right now I'm producing Null Paradox, so that's on my to-do list. And, I must tell you, as I'm on your radio show, I have my own radio show, which is entertalkradio.com/vinyl night. And it airs every Wednesday Pacific time from 2 to 3. Been doing that. We're working on a television show concept. And there's a whole bunch of stuff coming in the future. My third record is gone in the back drawer for a second while I'm writing and producing and doing all these other things.
And we'll definitely have to make sure that we get you a copy of tonight's show for your site as well, definitely.
Thank you.
So, Tom, there's a very active Null Paradox community. Tell us a little bit more about how that kind of got started and what listeners can find when they venture in.
It really got started through our live performances and the book, really in parallel. We had one particular community group that gave us fantastic feedback about the book. Either, you know, they loved it or they hated it. What kind of things did they want to see from the characters? And same thing with the live show. I remember one show in particular that we had these two wonderful women in their 90s that came up to me and after the show and said, you know, we've been listening to music and opera our whole lives. Our parents took us. If you just did these three things, your show would be that much better. And, you know, it was wonderful because they spent a half an hour educating me on, you know, these are the kind of things that you need to do to make this more interesting. So that's really how the community got built. And now we're blessed with a really core group of people that are absolutely interested in being an integral part of what we're doing, whether it's listening to the show and giving us feedback on that, or sending us ideas on, you know, the next characters I want to see in the book or on the album that we're working with JR are these three characters. How come they're not on it? So it's great having that kind of energy.
And like we said earlier, Null Paradox is a trilogy. It's in the steampunk genre, and it's also a young adult novel. So, Tom, did you find that YA was just a natural fit for Null Paradox?
Yeah, besides the, you know, my personal viewpoint on, I was originally writing the first book with Rachel Kuntz toward, nieces and nephews and that kind of, we didn't really, you know, we didn't have our business or marketing hats on that, you know, we want to go again and look at this particular demographic. It just kind of happened. And then as we have, you know, released CDs and books and the live show, we've kind of realized that, oh, you know, that actually, that seems to make sense and resonate with particular groups of people, including the YA genre.
Now, when last we spoke, you were working with the very talented Anna Cruz on the book cover for Victoria and Seth. So can you tell us a little bit more about your collaboration with Anna and how she brings your visions of your character's world to life?
Yep, she's an absolute wonderful artist. Met her via the web. I'd really been a fan of her work. She's based out of Portugal. Huge fan. And I wrote her one day and said, I'm a huge fan. This is several years ago. Would you be interested in collaborating with us? Here's the big ideas. And fortunately, she said yes. And so we've grown together to the point where, you know, now she's this world famous artist. She's had her art shown at MoMA in New York, at the Louvre in France. And so now, you know, when we communicate, I'm kind of jokingly, you know, you're still willing to work with us, you know, plebes over here in the U.S. but, you know, the nice thing with working with her is, you know, we're able to read each other's minds at this point, which is very similar to what we're experiencing here in Nashville at the studio because, you know, within hours, you know, everyone is kind of reacting instantaneously to what other people are thinking about voicing it. So it's that same kind of feel.
Right. Now, there are many people, and I do mean many people, involved in bringing Null Paradox to life, starting with your co-author, Rachel Kuntz. Can you tell listeners more about some of the people involved kind of behind the scenes that helped make Null Paradox such a huge success?
J.R. Robinson, he's sitting about 2.5 feet away from me right at this point. He's an enormous influence on us musically, professionally. I mean, we've been big fans of his for the day. It's a funny story, but our drummer, Dave Ziosis, and I met him at a place called the Baked Potato in Los Angeles.
Right.
And we were super – we walked in, and it's a fairly small club, and then you know, here's this absolute first-class group of musicians. And Dave said, isn't that J.R. Robinson? And I looked and I was like, that is J.R. Robinson. And, you know, we're thinking, you know, we're in the midst of royalty here. This guy's never going to talk to us. And we stopped by and said hi. And he was like a great friend within minutes. So we're very blessed to have J.R. and Dave and Rachel and Lauren and Heather. And there's a list of almost 30 people that around the world have helped us really achieve what we're achieving at this point.
Now, you had snippets of lyrics in the first book, Gertrude and Grace. Will that be the same for Victoria and Seth?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the book and the music are integral, so Each song that we're recording today and recording in the future, they will definitely be integral part in the sense that they flesh out the story that we're telling in the book and vice versa.
Now, for those of you just tuning in, I am speaking with the very talented multimedia storyteller Tom Libertini and Grammy Award-winning and the most recorded drummer in the world, John J.R. Robinson, about Null Paradox and also about book two in the series, Victoria and Seth. So, J.R., what's one of your favorite things about Null Paradox?
These songs that I'm involved with presently, like I said earlier, are a little bit out of the box. They're not your normal, formed song, AABA songs. So that's intriguing. It's also intriguing, with the dialogue that I actually get to interact with with the vocals and. This thing is, I'll be honest, this thing is slamming, as we say. it's going to, eyes wide open, let's put it that way.
Awesome. Now, JR, I just have to ask, because my brother's a musician as well, do you call people cats?
Oh, yes. And I don't call cats people. Man, there's some really cool cats around here,
Yeah, exactly.
I've been infected years ago by the jazz vernacular from the 50s.
Okay, well, see, now I know it's not just my brother. It's pretty much all musicians. Well, he's a jazz musician, so, yeah, I've heard cats like a whole heap over the years.
Yeah.
Now, I ask the next question of every guest on the show. And so, Tom, we'll start with you, and then I'll ask JR, what's one thing you have to have? And for you, Tom, would be while you're writing. And for you, JR, it's while you're, doing something in the studio. What's one thing you have to have and why?
Dead silence. How's that for bluntness, Lisa?
I appreciate that.
You're not talked about this before being the two of us being complete introverts. Hopefully, I'm not breaking this to your audience about you. But yeah, to write, I just if there's anything else going on, I'm not able to focus. But then when I focus, JR and I were just talking about this. I'll forget 4 days just passed, and forgot to eat and sleep. So that's really it for me.
What about you, JR?
I've been in the studio. Probably the last four decades have been in the studio, and I've been very, very fortunate to be surrounded and involved with people who reflect how I feel and think and respect them, and I think it's a mutual admiration club. And like Quincy always said, leave your ego at the door, and you come in and everybody's getting along. And I think the other thing about what I like about what I do is when we print our final copy and it goes out to the world, it's everlasting. And I know a lot of people like to play live, which I do, but that goes out in the airwaves once. And what we do in making Tom with writing and me with producing and recording is we make things that are everlasting. And that's what I really enjoy about it.
Now, I know that, with a lot of creative input for the people around you, are there ever any moments where you have any discord? And if so, kind of how do you tackle that?
All right, I'll start, I guess. if there's a recording session that I've done and there's like, maybe there was a certain musician, maybe a non-cat on the session, and all of a sudden there's a break called by the producer and you come back and that guy's not there. That's kind of discord. But, I've seen every possible angle of our business inside the rooms and outside, and I think that the bad tend to flush itself down, if you mm-hmm. if you catch my drift. And
yes,
and the good always
absolutely.
Loses.
Yeah, Lisa.
What about you, Tom?
Yeah, it's dealing with Discord, we've been really fortunate not to have a lot of Discord within Null Paradox, and I think it's because the one thing that we're pretty good at is, who do we work with and who do we partner with, really? I mean, it's definitely it's a big family. I mean, there's 30-some people involved with, everything from the CD to the book and live, and they're all critical, and they know they're all critical because we ask for everyone's feedback, and everyone is treated alike, and everyone's feedback is really valued. And I think that sets us up for having really constructive discussions so that we're not walking, JR and I certainly have different viewpoints, but, that's the benefit is that we're not going to walk together off the cliff. One of us will sit back and say, and we see this every, just today, dozens of times, what if we did this? And because of that, it turns out that much better. And, the few times that we have Discord, that's just what is the nature of working with people. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. And we're, we try to be as gracious as possible. And we just really say, here's what's working, here's what's not. What do you think? And it's really lent itself to working itself out.
Right.
Now, Tom, when can readers expect Victoria and Seth, that next book in the trilogy?
That's going to come out the first few months of next year, so 2017. We're doing a little bit of rewrite on the last couple chapters, and then we'll go back for a couple rounds more of editing. But we're getting there. Anna Cruz is... we're having almost daily conversations on illustrations because each chapter, again, will have her same wonderful illustrations as will this album that we're working with JR with.
Now, are there any upcoming news or events that either of you would like to share with listeners?
Our big news, obviously, is the big thing is going to be finishing this album and releasing it. It's super exciting. Working with JR, working with Lauren, Heather, Dave, Chris, everyone here at Dark Horse. I mean, it's a wonderful environment. And when you hear it back, we just got out literally. We walked from the studio and listening back, and it's even bigger than, I've got a pretty good imagination, but then because of JR and everyone else's hard work, it's so much huger. I don't think that's a word, but I'll just say it is.
It's
great
now.
To listen to. Yeah, there you go. This is the era of people making up words, so there's mine for the year.
So there you go.
It's just enormous. And I really can't personally wait to share it with everyone. So that's really the big news on my portion of it, and I can't wait to share it.
From my perspective,
go ahead.
It's been really great being involved in Null Paradox, and I'm sure that it's, my involvement will continue into the third level. For me personally, I've got my hands and fingers in all sorts of different avenues. Got a couple of new products that are going to come out that my name's going to go on them, and they're very innovative. I get involved with the NAMM show, which is the National Association of Music Merchants, in late January in Anaheim, California. I'll be touring somewhat with David Foster on and off. We don't go out for long periods of time next year. And there's some surprises. We have a motion picture coming out with it's really interesting with all these people that are over 85 years old that are all famous.
Wow.
That's all I can tell you. It's vitality. So I'm in the movie with some of my friends, and we're just trying to, we're involved in an industry that if you don't light your own fires, sometimes they'll never get lit. And so I've been very fortunate to be in a position to, kind of change some directions.
All right. Well, can you guys let listeners know how to get in touch with each of you?
Sure. For Null Paradox, it's our website's our primary area, so NULLParadox.com. Obviously, social media is
big part of us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Lisa, I'm sure you know lots of other social media that I don't know. Well, you never know. Any of those
every
are
time
fantastic.
I add one, my daughter tells me it's obsolete.
Yeah. YouTube's another big thing. We have lots of video on there, as this one is also being taped, this entire behind the scenes. So we'll have a behind the scenes video that comes out about the recording of this entire album. So that's the way to get hold of us.
And for me, I mean, I'm similar. I've got johnjrobinson.com, which will lead email right to me. You know, there's like different ways to get a hold of me through there also. It depends if you just want to be a friend or hire me. And I've got entertalkradio.com/vinylnight, which is the website. You can get a hold of me through there at jr@vinylnight.com. I've got Facebook, which is John Robinson, John J.R. Robinson. There's a fan club, and that obviously goes to Twitter. And like Tom said, you know, I can't keep track of all these other social medias, so I just link them.
Gotcha. Well, Tom and JR, I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. It has been such a pleasure having you both on this evening.
Thanks, Lisa. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for having us.
Lisa, it's my honor, and I look forward to meeting you in person one day. Thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. You can check out the recap blog of Tom and JR's show later this evening. If you'd like, you can leave a comment about tonight's show. We would love to hear from you. I'd like to wish everyone out there a very happy Thanksgiving, and if you're going to be traveling, be safe. I am your host, Lisa Watson, saying thanks for joining me tonight. Be inspired and happy reading. Good night, guys.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
This show you brought too. To you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Camera stuff that we can't allow.